Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We thought it was the apocalypse. Those are the words of one survivor of the horrific earthquake centered in Turkey. In Turkey and Syria next door, more than 4,000 people are dead, and the death toll from the magnitude 7.8 convulsion could rise 8 times, according to the World Health Organization. Turkey sits in a very active seismic area. In 1999, an earthquake killed more than 17,000 people, and more than 30,000 perished in a 1939 disaster. Let's talk about the science and seismology in this area with Mustafa Erdik in Istanbul. He's Professor Emeritus of Earthquake Engineering at Boğaziçi University. Professor Erdik, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
So let me ask you about the basic seismology. I understand Turkey sits along the East Anatolian Fault. So like California, like Japan, it is at high risk of earthquakes. Can you help us understand why this earthquake was so deadly?
Well, the reason is that on this fault, the major earthquakes takes place about once every 800, 900 years. And there's a constant push of the tectonic plates, and that push stores energy in these faults. And that energy has reached to such a point that the fault or the crack cannot take it anymore and just release itself. When it releases itself, it's released big energy. So that makes the continents move, or the big plates move. And then that's just a matter of storage of energy and release of the energy. It's like a spring. You load the spring, and when it comes to a point, you cannot load it anymore. It breaks and then releases all the energy that you have loaded in. That's what happens. You know that will take place, but you never know when that would be the case.
Many tall buildings in Turkey, 12 floors or higher, have collapsed. Is that because of the size of the earthquake or more the strength of the buildings? I understand many were built before a new building code in the year 2000.
Well, exactly what you say, both, I would say. The earthquake was a strong one, and most of these structures were not built to conform to the code. They couldn't have the force capacity or strain capacity to take care of this earthquake.
Hmm. A magnitude 7.8 earthquake is very rare, I gather. But as far as damage, does it also matter how deep or shallow the earthquake is?
Well, structural earthquakes are usually shallow earthquakes. They take place within the probably 20 to 30 kilometers of the fault. And then obviously the depth of the earthquake, or the where it originates from, is important for the damage, because it creates much more damage in the epicentral area. But if the earthquake is deeper, it can go to further distances, but not with less energy.
I understand. So in this case, is this an earthquake that was very shallow and more geographically focused?
Yeah, I would say so. It is similar in that sense to 1906 earthquake in California.
Oh, in Northern California.
Yeah.
We have read about continuous aftershocks in Turkey. How dangerous could they be? And could they be far away from the original epicenter?
Well, they usually line up along the fault line. They could be away from the original epicenter. But for such fault ruptures, which is about 200 kilometers, the epicenter loses meaning, essentially. The whole earthquake area is the fault itself. And then it is scattered along the fault. They are very dangerous for search and rescue efforts because, you know, when you are search and rescue, the structure could be in a delicate balance, and then the structure could collapse, endangering the lives of the search and rescue people.
And could these aftershocks last for weeks?
Well, major aftershocks, probably, when I say major, magnitude 5 and above, could go for about 2-3 months. But if you go to minor aftershocks, say magnitude 3, they can go years.
Professor Erdik, you are an earthquake scientist. Knowing this was always possible, but as a person, what is it like, how does it feel to see this devastation in your own homeland, your people?
Well, it's terrible. I mean, the earthquakes are such things that you have to be proactive, not retroactive. And now we are in the retroactive phase, so what we are trying to do, search and rescue, as to you know, to to save lives after the earthquake, that's not a very good position to be in. I think we should be proactive and take precautions before the earthquake so that the, you know, collapse of the building will be will not be a usual thing, but it would rather be an exception. So that's, I mean, we are trying to reach that goal always. Otherwise, loss of human lives are the things that you cannot bring back. And anything that you cannot bring back is too bad to have.
We have been speaking to Mustafa Erdik, Emeritus Professor of Earthquake Engineering at Boğaziçi University in Istanbul. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.